Good morning, this is Dennis again with Daily Inspirations. I hope you were encouraged and inspired by the word yesterday and will also be today. Again, I'm going to be in Psalms 103. This morning we're going to start in verse 6 and go through verse 11. Psalms 103, verse 6 down through 11. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We bow our heads and hearts, and Father, we humble before you. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us guidance and directions and whatever we need today. Lord, would you inspire us by your inspiration that you have desire for us to have, and guiding and directing us into all truths. Father, would you bless your word that is in the scripture here, in the Bible here, and in our hearts already. Would you bless what's in our hearts and cause it to spring up and to overflow and spill on others. Father, may you have your way in our lives. Amen. Okay, so Psalms 103, verse 6, down through 11. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment from all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Okay, so verse 6. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment from all that oppress, that are oppressed. He executes. In other words, he pulls back righteousness and judgment that are oppressed. The Lord is plenty in mercy. I'd like to skip down through there. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. And he will also make known his ways unto us if we seek him. The Lord is merciful. Here's what I want to get to. The Lord is merciful and gracious. We all know that. But sometimes we have to remind ourselves, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. That's the God we serve. And especially towards us as his children. He loves us. He desires us to walk in his ways. And so he is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us, and this is really something powerful. He has not dealt with us after our sin. Excuse me. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. This is the loving God we serve. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, but he is a loving God. He's a merciful God. He nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Praise the Lord. If God would always reward us and punish us for all our sins, we'd be in bad shape. But I believe if we look at David's life, well, let me just go to verse 11 first. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. So great is his mercy. As high as heaven is above the earth, so high, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. So what I was going to say is I think the difference between David was a man after God's own heart. But if you study his life, he failed many, many, many times. And he, but yet God says he was a man after his own heart, and after God's own heart. And how can that be if he's always failing? But here's what I believe and why God saw him as a man after God's own heart, is because David recognizes his wrongs. He recognizes as sin, and he confesses them, he repents from them, gets up, and moves forward. And that's where we want to be today. Sometimes we fall into sin, wrongs, and whatever, and we don't want to admit it. But we need to admit it, repent from it, turn from it, and move forward. May the Lord bless you and have his way in your life. If you feel like leaving a message at the end of this message, feel free to do so. God bless you.